It's time for listeners' questions.
Oh, God.
I feel like we need some game show music or something.
Oh, yeah. Brucey's bonus. Right.
So we've gathered a few of your comments. We've been collecting some because so many of you seem to be doing this out on your own as well, which is amazing. And then a few of you are doing it with your group and you're telling your people at your group, and we love that. We love it. So here is a few of your comments which we are enjoying.
Yeah, it's so lovely to know that you're listening, you're interacting with us, and that you want us to answer some questions. So just to reiterate, we are a podcast that is not affiliated with Slim and Wild. I'm a Slim and Wild consultant and a member, and Claire is one of my members. It's very interesting, isn't it? But in no way are we doctors, and in no way can we give you medical advice, and we are just telling you about our own journeys. So yeah, please know that Slim and Wild have not paid us, authorised us, but they know we exist, I think, don't they?
I don't know. Well, they do now. So we'll be back to the usual podcast next Monday, which is all about your why, your power why. But we thought we'd just gather a collection of different comments. So in no particular order,
these.
And we'll just use first names only.
Oh, okay. Anonymous from Bradford. No, I'm joking.
Where did these voices come
from? Oh, I don't know. I like to do voices.
When I was younger, I used to do my own phone-ins on my own radio shows.
Oh, my God.
The inner Brommy in me was ripe.
I do a cooking show at home with Dave. Me and Dave do a cooking show, yeah. It's beautiful.
Does anyone else get to see this? Or is it just private?
No, just me and Dave, 22-month-old in the kitchen. Two mini dash hounds on the floor. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Please, can you do one of these shows on our Instagram?
If you can see what Daisy can do with a whisk, it's brilliant. And no, they're not even Phil gets to see them, babe. It's like private between me and my daughter.
Okay.
Right, wow. Should we get cracking?
Sarah says, well, hello you two. You've broken my podcast virginity and I'm loving it. I enjoyed reading that. This lady reads to write.
Yes.
Writes to read.
Writes to read.
Oh, writes to read. A lovely lady in the group suggested we all have a listen. Love your honesty and keeping it real. I do wish that image therapy was like this. Thank you. She was asking whether it's a rule of Slimming World that we have to go round everyone in meetings about their week. And she said, perhaps, is there an option where people can have a weekly subject to cover where everybody can join in? And she is a 5.5-stone loser.
Wow.
12 years she's been doing Slimming Worlds, and she's a Target Diamond Body Magic addict. Well done, Sarah.
Well done, Sarah. That's a massive achievement. So I guess I should answer this one.
How does it work? What are the rules?
Well,
it's a franchise, isn't
it? So Slimming World Consultants, we're in partnership with Slimming World. So we are franchise owners, but we're trained by the most incredible academy at Slimming World. Like, I have never received training like this in all the years and all the businesses that I've been in. Let me explain to you what image therapy is really about, because then that might make you kind of understand. It's about giving the individual the motivation and the support for the week, but with the group input. Now, I know that a lot of people kind of feel like it's going round and hearing that Jenny lost 2 pounds, Amy put on 3 pounds. But the whole premise of image therapy is to kind of almost celebrate the people that are doing brilliantly and, you know, champion them, but really, really kind of get to those members in group, you know, that are really struggling that week, and allow us to get to the nitty gritty of what's going on, and allow the fellow members in group to go, do you know what, Emma, I felt the same, or this has happened to me, and or whatever, and give that power of motivation and support. And so a lot of food learning should be within that. So in answer to your question, we don't theme image therapy because I don't think it's possible to do that, because you don't know what's going to come up.
So it's people led rather than you leading the people.
So for example, yesterday in the session that Claire was in, we were really talking about, it's more about that emotional need, weren't we, in group, that kind of came up about, you know, that self-love and about how we were eating and about how we were feeling. And that kind of made group take its own course. Whereas if I'd had a theme, or we'd had a theme that was, say, about, I don't know, speed food or body magic, we may not have ever addressed that. So that's why we don't have a theme, because it could mean that you miss things. But I think a really important thing to understand about image therapy is that there are points in it where it can be super exciting and loud and fun, but there can be real bits in it that you have to take a step back, and it's very quiet and it's very kind of mellow and focusing. We've had a lot of tears, haven't we, in group, and we've had a lot of laughter. So yeah, I think it's about understanding where image therapy comes from so that you understand why we don't theme it.
That kind of makes it, I suppose, important for us as members to really front out if we are struggling or if have been in someone else's shoes to help them.
Totally. And my role and every consultant's role is almost a facilitator of that. Right. To look at, okay, this lovely member is feeling absolutely fine. She smashed £3 off this week. I know she knows what she's doing. She doesn't need me to go and untangle her week and make her a plan. But this person here, I can tell, is really got some struggle or not understanding. So I've got to help them find out what it is. And then if I feel she needs the group to come in and motivate and support her, that's when I'll bring it in. So my role is just a facilitation role, really.
Hmm. Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. What else we got? Sin-free LPSW. That's an interesting name, isn't it?
Wow, say that when you've had a gin or six.
Fab podcast gets you eating broccoli instead of Cadbury's cream eggs.
Yes, sister.
She was driving along listening, thinking, I could actually eat 28 Cadbury cream eggs. Then listened to the other half on the way home and was driving along the same bit of home, thinking I fancy some broccoli. Made me chuckle, especially Anna not realising she was following the dessert Insta lady. Can we do more than one a week? Well, this is your lucky week. Lucy
of West Sussex. Brighton is actually East Sussex. West Sussex is Heywood Heath.
Crawley, Horsham.
Oh, Horsham, that's very posh.
That's near the airport, isn't it?
I reckon they eat scallops in Horsham.
Do you think?
Yeah. Do you eat scallops in Horsham?
It's not like Withenshaw, is it?
Don't know what you're talking about. So sin-free, I can't see that far.
Basically, her name's Lucy.
Lucy, my lovely. Thank you. I'm so glad that you've eaten some broccoli and are snacking on broccoli and not cream eggs. So
that goes back to the chocolate episode. Yes. If you've not heard that one, go back. And if you've got a bit of a chocolate addiction, that's what that's referring to. What's this next one? LJ Slimmer.
Oh, that's Lucy. That's Lucy. That's Laura.
Laura.
That's Laura.
Lucy Laura.
Laura, yes. Lovely Laura, you've been prepping your snacks for breakfast and for work tomorrow, and been inspired to defrost some melon balls as a bit of a snack. You're a fan of overnight oats as well. What's that say?
With natural fat-free yogurt, strawberries, blueberries and all the speedy melon balls.
Love that. You have hit every food group there. You've got your lovely slow-releasing carbs with your oats, your protein with your yogurt and your speedy balls. What more could you want from life?
And if you want to see a video of me trying frozen melon balls, that's on our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast, after Anna told me that what I needed was to get some balls in my mouth, but she didn't tell me that I had to defrost them.
Well, I thought you just use your imagination and intelligence. Right, yeah. Next question.
Slimming World Jen, she posted a picture of a dinner and tagged us in this, right? Salmon with a honey mustard dressing, couscous, stuffed peppers, a bit of cheese and spinach, broccoli and green peas. She said that she was motivated to have more speed with her dinners after listening to our podcast.
Oh, love that. Speed is the answer to most problems. From what I encounter in group, not speed food, by the way. No, wow. But most members that are struggling with their weight loss, I would say at least 75% is lack of speed within the meal. So good on you, babe.
Yeah. Emma Dollface says she's been listening to the podcast, which kickstarted her right up the butt for the new year. Be a geek of speed foods and add them to every meal. You'll soon be back on track. She agrees with us there.
Love that.
I just like carbs.
Me too, sister. I lost 4.5 stone in 8.5 months eating carbs only. Like, I am carb obsessed. I know that that's why I only gained 13 pounds in pregnancy. Daisy nearly came out like a penne pasta tube. I ate so much of it. And potatoes. I remember my Asda delivery man
asking. She came out like a pasta
tube.
No,
she should have because of what I'd eaten.
Let's just picture that for a moment.
No, I had a C-section. She didn't come out like a prostitute.
I know, but that was a beautiful image.
But my Asda delivery man, 1 week, I had, I think it was 24 potatoes, jacket potatoes delivered. He said, "You're having a party?" I said, "No, I'm pregnant. I just eat a lot of potato."
Potato?
Yeah. You're pointing at me to read something, but I can't read that far. What's the question? It says, read it.
Are you that blind?
Yeah, I'm that blind. I'm getting new glasses tomorrow. I'll be able to see.
I told you to bring new glasses.
I've got them on, babe.
It says, "Just discovered this podcast. I just like carbs." SW said this. That's why I said I just like carbs. Right? "Like a little image therapy on your phone, I can often feel like I'm on my own between weigh-ins, and this is a great little, you got this."
Oh, just love carbs. Let me give you some tips. Get on the website, if you remember. There is so much support. Also, if you are a group member, I'm sure you'll have a Facebook group, and there will be buddies in group too. If you're an online member, there is so many resources. But there's also loads and loads of stuff on Instagram that may support you through the week. But hello to you. I just love carbs.
Woken Fenelalons also said hello to us.
Oh, hiya!
I'm not quite sure if I've said that right. I'm very, very sorry.
But I love your name, even if she hasn't said it. Oh,
Penster, 1978.
Love this lady.
I'm thinking that's not your age.
What? 1978?
You don't look like you were, you're old enough to be born in 1978 on your picture.
I can't see, to be fair.
Well, you're 21 to Anna. She says, "I'm not alcohol free, but your podcast defo got me thinking." This is the one that we did, which was alcohol free friend or foe. We both talked about how we now choose not to drink. It says, "I am not alcohol free. I don't drink loads, but when I do, I feel really fed up, sluggish, and a bit peed off with the world for a few days after." Yeah. "I popped down the no alcohol aisle after listening in Sainsbury's on Saturday and found some fake gin. I'll pop a pic on my page and tag you in. Chin chin." And she did as well.
We love a bit of fake gin in this room. We really do. Well done, chick.
And a special shout out to Penster, because we understand that you are one of the people who has told your group about this podcast.
You're in West Sussex, I'm sure. Can you let us know if you eat scallops in Horsham? I don't know why I'm obsessed by Horsham and scallops.
We're going to have to like do a road trip, aren't we, or something?
Yeah. Should we come and meet you all in the pub and eat some scallops and drink some fake gin? Oh, we've got lovely Caroline here. Hang on, is that a question she's asked, or is that a... I can't see. Claire, do you want to read out Caroline Birchwood?
So Caroline sent us a couple of messages saying that she was really enjoying this, and it was just like a dollop of motivation for her, which is exactly what we wanted. She said that she's been trying really hard over the last few weeks. She's been measuring her milk, and she said that she's stocked with all the food that she needs. Aww. And she's hoping the scales are going to be kind to her over the next few weeks. Otherwise, it'll be the window for them.
Oh, I just want to give Caroline a big shout out, because she is one amazing lady with everything she's going through. Caroline is waiting a double lung transplant and still food optimizing her socks off. We are so proud of you, darling. Keep the faith.
Alison says, "This podcast really makes you think. Great work, ladies. Really motivating. Thank you." And she also adds that she's been listening to our episodes 3 or 4 times each episode.
Alison.
And for her, it really works before she goes to bed.
Do you listen to us going off to sleep? Are we the last voices you hear, Alison? I love this. Well, lady, keep the faith and keep up the running, sweets.
Absolutely. So Jamie has said, "You girls were born to do this. I thought I'd just have a quick listen while trying to get Henry to nap." I'm guessing Henry's a son.
Yeah. No, it's a cat. Yeah. No, he's a beautiful
little
boy.
And I've listened to them all. You're both amazing to get to where you are. You've given me the kick I needed after this month.
Oh, Jamie, so, you're doing fab. Keep food optimizing.
Some of the reviews that you've left us as well. Thank you to Ethel02. "Fantastic pod episodes. Love our honesty about Slimmer World. So many things ring true. Look forward to more episodes. Loving it." And I think, am I saying this right? Pi Gibson.
She looks at me like I can read it and I'm dyslexic. Great. Yeah, Pi Gibson. Hi, darling.
"Great motivational start to the week, especially if the weekend has left me feeling a bit like the Pillsbury Dough Man."
Oh!
What does that mean?
Do you not know what the Pillsbury Dough Man is?
No.
Oh my God. So like, you know what the Michelin man is? Like the tyre man?
Yeah.
It's a bit like that, but a man made of pastry.
Oh.
So I'm suggesting a bit full, overeaten.
Is Pillsbury a brand or a person?
Oh my
or
God.
A place?
Let's get Pillsbury Doughboy up for Claire.
Anyway, they add, could be a man or a woman, I don't know. Love the honesty and non-judgmental advice that we can take or leave.
Nah. This is the Pillsbury Doughboy. Here we go, Claire.
Oh, right.
You
okay.
know, like the croissants you'd make, like you get them in the tubes in the fresh aisle and you can bake your own croissants, your own cookies, your own pain au chocolat. Oh my gosh. I'm going to take you down the aisle in Tesco, love.
See any aisle I'll be going down.
Claire tried a nectarine yesterday in Greek for the very first time.
Yeah, first time.
It was like a bush tucker trial. Wasn't it?
It wasn't that bad, actually. It was nice and sweet.
What? Your so reaction messy. Actually was... You screeched as the juice was flowing down your cheeks.
How do people eat this stuff in public? I mean, chocolate is clearly made that you can eat it in public.
Yeah.
At any place, any time.
I think you come prepared, like a bit of kitchen roll, you
Who
know.
Who wants to take kitchen roll out with
oh,
them?
Oh, you're I not mean, a mum. Do you know what I've got a man bag of? Everything but a plunger. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to buy you a mini keyring plunger.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Well, when you've got a baby, anything is possible.
Right, this is really small. You're never going to be able to read this,
I literally can just not see anything, just a blur.
We got a shout out by the Soft Play Slimmer on Slimming World on Ooh. Instagram. And they basically were talking about how they are fitting in some of their body magic as they are doing the commute and the school run. And they were also saying how they know a lot of people's mojos are missing action. So they recommended our podcast if people need something to give real life inspiration, info and laughs. Download the podcast. There was a lot of talk about speed food in her session. I think Claire and Anna give some fab ideas if you've hit that plateau.
Can I just say though to you, babe, she's talking about soft play. To any of the mums, the dads, the nannies, the aunties, whoever, soft play is an amazing place to get body magic. Do you know how many times I went down the slide last Friday?
What, you go on it too?
Oh yeah, when you've got one as little as me, you are up and down the slide. 46 times we went
Why
down
did
the
you
slide.
Count?
Because it was that many times. Daisy likes a slide. So you have to say, Daisy, no more slide 46 times. Yeah. Also, I wanted to see what activity I was getting in. Surely that's a lot. You know what I mean? Up and down, up and down. No?
Surely you should be looking over the welfare of your child.
Yeah, she's
counting
on my hand.
27.
I'm holding her. I'm taking Claire to soft play. We are going to go to the local soft play and you'll see how hard this is. Yeah, you'll be counting.
Anyway, she did also add that she's with us on the Frozen Delights. Just not sure Sprout Coleslaw will be on the menu anytime
Seriously,
soon.
Sister, try it. Amazing stuff.
Right. This is a long one. Lisa Lou Perry. And it also contains a poo emoji, which I...
Do you know what? In my life, standard. You know when you've got your favourite emojis? What are yours? You know when it comes up, the ones that I highlight? Mine's poo, crying, a star, a rainbow... And an aubergine. Says more about me than anything.
Good evening, lovely. So glad to finally come across the Slimming World podcast. As a fellow Slimming Worlder for me, this is great. I've rejoined many times and finally reached target last year. Woohoo!
Well done, you. Love that.
I've dipped in and out, but happy with my progress. One of the mistakes I used to make was way day treat days.
Yes, oh. I hear you.
I used to basically not eat much at all on weigh day, then binge and overindulge after I'd been weighed, regardless of what the scales said. It worked for a wee while, but eventually backfired and the weight went up more than down until finally something clicked and I stopped that habit. Would love to know your thoughts on this subject. So that's one. Also, do we have any amusing rituals before a weigh-in? And I think you can imagine this is where the poo emoji comes in. Dinner the night before, have little or no carbs on the day, a shower, not a bath. The all-important...
A shower, not a bath! I love that!
The all-important poo. Lots of the members in my group have their own little quirky things they do to keep them motivated like this.
So wow.
Let's go back to the first one. Way day treat days.
Shall I tell you my little what happened to me? So when I had just over 5 stone to go, I used to get weighed. The nearest place was drive-through McDonald's. I get a Big Mac meal, chocolate milkshake, then go next door, get a family size bar of Galaxy. I'd do about 180 sins on weigh day. But I would have, before I got to weigh, I would have only had like a cup of tea in the morning and I was weighing at 7:30 at night. Mm-hmm. So to begin with, I had the body fat that could sustain those calorie consumptions. And then I stopped losing weight. And I remember my consultant saying, well, you know, have you done anything differently? And that would never feature on my food diary. Way, day, night. And it's still, I have members where it doesn't feature, and I know exactly personally what's going on for them. And it really took a lot of self-honesty to kind of look at what was going on weigh day, and realise that it was really jeopardising me, because I was then having to do what I call the chicken and melon chase the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah.
So I wasn't food optimising properly. But the biggest wake-up call for me was when I fainted in a group because I hadn't eaten anything for nearly 24 hours.
What? Because an evening weigh-in?
Yeah, because I was trying to get the best weight loss, but actually what I was getting on the scales was an empty stomach. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So I would urge anyone from a member consultant point of view, please don't starve. Please make sure you eat as normal. Eat your carbs, eat whatever. Because if you do that every week, then that's normal for your body to show. But don't kind of give yourself that false weigh-in reading by being totally empty and end up having such a low blood sugar. Also have a look at, for me, why was I going and smashing a weigh day treat? It's because I was being so restrictive in the week. I wasn't allowing myself anything that I really enjoyed. I was on a diet. The moment I stopped being on a diet, I didn't need to go and nail 180 sins. So do you know what? Lisa, isn't it? I really admire you talking about that, because I think there's so many of us who have done it, do it, and actually it's not a place that leads you to get very good weight loss.
No, it's interesting you say it doesn't go on your food diary, because I've noticed I've been doing the what's this book called?
Be Delighted with Your First 6 Weeks.
Yeah, I've done this. I'm on week 6 now. I'm doing this book, and I have noticed that Saturdays I weigh on a morning Saturday at 8 a.m. Saturdays is the day that I have most sins.
Interesting.
Because it's almost like an ambery kind of day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go out on Saturday night. I'm going to go around my friends. I'm going to have a meal out or something.
Yeah.
And then that sets a bit of a precedence that you can't quite catch up with for the rest of the week.
And it's that catch up. Don't try and catch up, but plan it in. I had a girl that lost nearly 8 stone with me. And she said, if I have a good weigh day, I have a great week. The moment I have a bad weigh day is when I feel like I've got to catch up for the rest of the week. So, you know, if you do need to spend a few more sins on a Saturday or a Sunday, just work that in. It's totally doable, isn't it? It really, really is. So what was the rituals?
The rituals I think we've all been there. I mean, my favourite was when my pal, Shell, in order to get a weight loss, took her glasses and her watch off, and that got a 0.5 pound loss.
Well, I used to not wear any underwear to weigh. So I had black leggings, black vest, no knickers, no bra, especially if I'd had the underwired bra on that day. You know, if it was a sports bra, you'd probably get away with
Wearing jeans to weigh in.
Well, but all I would say is, a really great thing is to wear the same outfit, because then you can't ever blame it on the outfit, can you? Do you know what I mean?
No.
But I would, so that's why I always stuck to black leggings and a black vest and no socks. I couldn't ever weigh in socks because the socks could weigh 3 grams. It's bizarre because these things actually don't make any difference, but in our head, it will always be the first thing you blame, won't it?
Before Christmas, I had that where I was just about to get that 4 stone
loss.
She
was naked on the scales, weren't you?
Well, I actually, you know, those, the boards, the big cardboard boards that you have in group. I was looking at getting that. Do I take the dress off?
You nearly did, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you realised you had no bra on.
And I thought, no, I need that. I need that dress for next week to get through Christmas.
Yeah.
And I came back the following week and got that 0.5 pound that I needed. But yeah, the thing I'd,
so
I think in my head, I like to know that I've had the poo.
Do you?
That's
so funny.
Always wear leggings, not jeans.
Yeah.
And I always like to do morning weigh-ins because I don't like
to keep
to
that
eat
consistency
before I weigh
so
in.
So interesting.
And I think it's interesting you say about the fainting in the evening group because,
yeah,
I think if I did an evening group now, I would struggle with that in the day. My head tells me you need to not eat next to nothing
isn't
for the holiday.
Isn't it mad, isn't it? It's so interesting. So I was reading a research study where they fed the same 5 people the same meal and then weighed them afterwards and saw how people's bodies differently, you know, digested food. But I think the really interesting thing that came out of that is if you always weigh having done the same thing, you'll get the same result. Does that make sense? So, you know, if you are going to have a night weigh, just always make sure you've had your breakfast, your lunch and the dinner when you get to group. Don't try and starve yourself, because who weighs in the morning when they're naked before you got in the shower and had a wee? You're at your lightest ever. Do you know what I mean? You're hollow, aren't you? You haven't even brushed your teeth. That's not a true reflection of actually how much you weigh when you've eaten your dinner. So just be mindful of what you're doing. Next question.
Rebecca says, hi girlies, loving the podcast. I'm a first time new mommy.
Woo! Oh, congratulations.
And a newish started end of October member of Slimming World. Listen to your podcast every Monday. I try and fit some body magic into my day. That's cool. So it's nice to know we're part of your routine. It's lovely to hear how you both arrived at Slimming World and how you have both overcome obstacles in your past. And we can hear real people talk about real life events and how it gets in the way sometimes of a weight loss journey. Honestly, the watermelon balls is a game changer. So
listen, you can pay me later, love. The watermelon balls change lives. Some. I'm going to have a watermelon ball in a minute. I'm going to pop it in my Diet Coke as an ice cube.
You weirdo. What a weirdo.
I just offered her some mango. She looked as if I was giving her a live bomb.
Well, currently next to me here, I've still got three pieces of melon fingers that are dated last week that I should have eaten last week.
I think that's your issue. You're out of date melon fingers. They're fizzy. Yeah, they're not good melon.
I'm not excited by them, no. Am I? Libis. I think this is. Dear Anna and Claire, I like that alphabetical, so no favouritism.
Oh, but I'm clear your favourite. It's okay.
I joined Slimming World last September, almost a year after having my first baby. Congratulations. It was taking too long to lose the baby weight despite exercise and healthy eating. I did well initially. I lost 4 kilograms and then kind of forgot about it as holiday started. Sister's wedding, blah, 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 blah. Excuses, lol. We know what you mean. Well, now I'm back in the new year and I've lost another... Oh, you've missed the word. You missed it. How much you've lost, but you've lost. Living in Germany and don't have a group to go to, so I don't get to be part of a community. So listening to you guys makes me feel a bit part of something. My little girl is going through some sleep progression at the moment because she was brill. But after listening to a podcast, she channeled all our great mojo and energy, ended her day in her PJs with a face mask on, feeling amazing.
Love
stuck
that.
To plan when all the odds and my baby girl seemed to be against me. So she has to thank us for that.
Can I just tell you something? A couple of things about Germany, and I'm going to check it out and then send you a post. But we have groups in Germany on the army bases. I'm just going to triple check that if people can go into them and they still exist, but I'm pretty sure they still do. So we may be able to link you up with some groups that are going on. And babe, sleep deprivation, do you know what it gets us? I got a 22-month-old, woke up 6 times last night. I'm living the dream. So the fact that you're keeping going, well done. But I will give you a message and let you know about the German groups.
She did point out that you do say the word game changer about 100 times an episode.
Is that all? Yeah, game changer and... Do you think so? And do you know what I mean? Yeah, you know when you listen back and you're like, oh my God, it's like listening to your answer phone message. I'm so sorry. I don't think I've said game changer much today. I'll just pop it in a few times for you, chicken.
Harriet Goodge says, hello. Just come across your podcast on Spotify. Amazing. Just what I needed. Thank you.
Love that.
M. Barrett says, this is a question that's interesting. Hello, discovered you a few weeks ago and you made my commute to work more lively and thoughtful. Oh. I wonder if you could possibly do a podcast on lunchtime meals to take to work and how to avoid snacking.
I struggle with this.
Working in an office means I'm on my bum 24/7, so food optimizing is vital. I'm just struggling with not grabbing a Freddo every 10 minutes or popping to the shop for a Mars bar. Being a Slimming World member performance, and I'm at the weird stage of becoming stale.
Oh, darling.
Lunchtime meal. Ooh. So
you've got to look forward to it, haven't you?
Depends if you've got a microwave or not. I would think in an office you probably do.
Or there's loads of different strategies. One that came up in one of my groups was having a 24-hour hot pot that you can have. So a pot that keeps things warm. So you could almost take something in. My best advice, having worked in an office and food optimized, is go in with an absolute mountain of food.
Oh, yeah. Go with like a... And also, it sounds like you're a sweet tooth lover. So go look on that Slimming World Pudding Queen
Insta.
She's
immense.
And make yourself like a cheeky little tiramisu or something. Ooh. Imagine having a little tiramisu to have.
To crack open at lunch. Oh, or like a cheesecake or like, I love a baked oats, like a bit of cake. So you could have that. And I put Nutella in it.
Yeah.
So you could have like a chocolate cake. Or you know what's also good? A good hot can't even speak, a hot chocolate. I'm getting that excited.
Oh, that, yes, I'm loving the little sachets that you can get. Because I also think, you know, when you can buy the big tubs of hot
chocolate.
Well,
you never measure it out, do you?
No, you do not. You but do, the sachets, well. You can throw a few of them in your drawer, and it's only 2.5 cents into the Belgian chocolate one.
Oh, another one.
Oh my God.
A pink and white. Have you experienced a pink and white? The wafer with the marshmallow, 2.5 cins of pure sugar joy. I'm just going back to the free food options, though. I think if you had something really amazing to enjoy, like, I don't know, a bit of leftover lasagna or a big pasta dish or a nice jacket spud with beans and cheese and Slimming Mold coleslaw or something, rather than thinking, oh, I've got chicken salad and a bit of dry couscous. Of course you're going to give in to the Freddo. So there is the little book of lunches that is available in group, but you can also buy online. That has got a plethora of amazing things that you could go for as well. Also, there's a Slimming World lunch Facebook group as well.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a Slimming World Facebook group for everything, isn't there? There's a Facebook group for like how to tie your shoelaces, how to sneeze properly. There's definitely one for lunches.
When I'm really on it, I will cook a great meal in an evening and I'll cook two portions because I don't have a partner. I have a housemate and she...
I don't have a partner. You make it sound so sad. But you know,
but that's the thing, because you don't want to spend loads of money on your own, right?
True.
So I'll make two portions and I'll have the second one for my lunch the next day.
You see, I do have a partner. I still make the two portions and eat them. He can starve. Do you know what I mean?
Hopefully that might help you.
Good luck, Em.
Drop us a message. Hello to Chloe. Listen to the Claire podcast the other day. I think that was our second one where we shared our stories. Brilliant girls, really open, raw and honest. Loved it. Keep coming. So Jen sent us a message saying that she really needed us today. And here's what she said. So I'm listening to your podcast. I'm on the guilt one at the minute. So it was Letting Go of Guilt was the title. And she is feeling very sad. She went out Saturday night after having such a great day, planned to save her sins for a few drinks, and was going to have 5 Smirnoff, 25 mils, should be fine. And then had 2 cocktails, which worked out over 30 sins. Started damage control the following day, decided to limit the sins the rest of the days. Then I bloated, then I'm getting a visit this week. And the first thought which came into my mind, so this is when it's just snowballing, isn't it? So then she ended up carrying on and she shares a few more confessions with us. We've been there, don't worry, Jen. And then she didn't make a lunch. What else happened? She wasn't even going to go to group tonight for fear and embarrassment. Listening to the podcast, she started mentally preparing herself for a gain when she goes to weigh in that night. She's looked on the app at the canteen options that she has, and she's made her lunch choices for 8 sins. So actually, she took control of the situation and thought, that's done, drew a line, now what do I do? And that's amazing.
I think you're brilliant. I think it's brilliant that you wrote to us and that you're going to group. Just one thing to acknowledge about group, and I say this as a consultant, please, please don't ever be embarrassed. Don't ever feel you're going to be judged, ever feel worried. Like, as a consultant, I can't tell you how many gains I've had, maintains, weight losses. I totally get it. So please don't ever fear about coming. All you'll ever get is a big cuddle and lots of support. You really will.
I think everybody has been there. No one has a perfect journey.
Never.
That is one thing for certain.
Oh, Carla's written us a nice little comment there, hasn't she?
She adores our podcast. It says it really helps her to stay in track in between group or to pull her back from temptation.
Oh, which is what we wanted. Chick. Yeah, that was our whole reason for being. That was very strong, wasn't it? But it is.
What, this
our
podcast?
Our whole reason for being, the podcast.
Bite-sized mojo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Katie with Summer X gave us a shout out. She's £10 target. She's on her way.
Oh, come on, babe. You can do this.
She's been watching things on YouTube and she's also been listening to a podcast to keep her focused every single week. So
drop us a message when you get to target. Let us know so we can give you a big whoop.
And I think that is currently... There's actually so many more comments, which I don't think I've even added on here, which is amazing. But that just shows in the first... few weeks the comments that you've sent to us, which are brilliant.
Thank you so much. We never thought anyone would listen, so we're really excited that there are a few people out there.
Holla! The main thing is tell a friend that this podcast exists. If you know someone at work who's also doing and fumbling their way through on their own, whether they go into a group or not, they're doing it online, or perhaps they've kind of had a little bit of a wander and they've not been to group for a while, just tell someone that we can maybe reach out and help them. And we want more of your questions too.
Please send them in. Also subscribe so you get a little ping that you have got the podcast on a Monday morning. It's really nice. Some people listen in the shower and the way to work when they're doing their body magic. So let us know you're listening. You can find us on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast, and you can drop us an email, can't you?
Yeah, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Simples will be back on Monday with a proper episode.
Is that not proper?
I don't know. We waffled on a lot, didn't we?
My God, we've been talking for quite a while.
We have, actually. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, enjoy. We'll speak to you soon.
Bye.